Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Hundreds of businesses across Minnesota shut down their doors today as activists called on residents to stay home in protest of a federal deportation effort now entering its eighth week. The event, known as the Ice Out statewide shutdown, was organized by labor and faith leaders. This afternoon, thousands gathered in Minneapolis, marching together toward Target Center as part of the large-scale demonstration. Kawakata LT says state and local leaders aren't doing enough to get ICE out.
The police department, they need to take off the uniforms and take off their badges. On their watch, they've allowed kidnapping and murder. On their watch. Shit fry mayor, he has to be impeached. On his watch, he's allowed murder and kidnapping.
LT is also hoping who he calls Governor Walz Disney will resign immediately. So how much longer will ICE operations continue in Minnesota? Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith says that depends on cooperation. She joined Vice President J.D. Vance for a roundtable discussion Thursday in Minneapolis.
It's going to be up to our mayors of our largest cities and even our governor turning the temperature down on things to determine how quickly things can be done, quickly and peacefully. But if there continues to be resistance, it's going to take those federal agents longer, and we know that.
DFL House Leader Jamie Long said earlier in the week that Democrats were not invited to the discussion. A Maple Grove man is now charged with the alleged kidnapping and sexual assault of a 7-year-old girl in Zimmerman that prompted an Amber Alert. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Joseph Bragg abducted the girl Wednesday after she got off the school bus. Police learned that Bragg was driving a rental truck toward Iowa on Interstate 35. Officers spotted the vehicle at a truck stop in Albert Lea and located the girl in the back seat. The girl told investigators that he sexually assaulted her. In other headlines, the Minnesota Twins announced today that Dick Bremer, the legendary television play-by-play announcer, will be inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame. Bremer joked that his only disappointment is that he can't emcee his own event, something he quipped has never been done before.
It would be kind of a unique thing and a special thing and a good thing for a lot of reasons, not the least of which would be that my induction speech could be as long as I wanted it to be, right? And I think when they heard that, they decided, no, we'd better get somebody else.
Bremer will be inducted on Saturday, July 11th at Target Field. The flu season doesn't appear to have peaked yet in Minnesota. The latest numbers from the State Department of Health show a total of nearly 3,900 hospitalizations and 105 deaths. No children have died of influenza this season. There have been 207 flu outbreaks in schools and 78 in long-term care facilities. This is MNN.